And Wednesday is movie day. It's our time to visit with Bill Brigoli. What's happening, Bill?
Well, in a word, not all that much, but movies are still coming out. Yeah, it's a real slow time of the year. And this coming weekend is Super Bowl weekend.
That's right.
So we're kind of holding off, but a few people did go to the movies this past weekend. Argyle opened with just $18 million, which is the lowest opening for the director, Matthew Vaughn. He did the Kingsman movies, and they did much better than this. $18 million, as I said, it's worldwide $35.3 million, and it cost $200 to make. So.
Oh, they've got a ways to go.
Yeah, and it's not really going to have legs because it's Rotten Tomatoes meter is at 35%, which...
Oh, geez.
Yeah, and the cinema score, which is when those people come to you after the movie and ask you how much you liked it or fill in a card or enter some stuff on a little iPad kind of thing, that it only got a C-plus there. So
yeah.
Word of mouth isn't going to be great on that one.
Yeah.
Number two was something called The Chosen Episodes 1, 2, 3. That's a streaming series based on the life of Jesus Christ. And as I said, these first 1, 2, and 3 episodes were all just put together. So rather than streaming them, people can see them on the big screen. That did okay. In second place, The Beekeeper is hanging in there. A bee with legs. Imagine that.
It's buzzing around.
2 million. Yeah. And fourth was Wonka. That's now made over $200 million domestically. So Warner Brothers is happy there. And Migration was in fifth place with $4.1 million.
Ah, flying right along.
Yeah. Well, it's the only family movie out, so it's hanging in there.
Yeah.
And as I mentioned, it's Super Bowl weekend. So what do the movie people do? They have a movie coming up that's going to mostly appeal to young women, and it has a great title. It's called Lisa Frankenstein.
Lisa Frankenstein, okay.
Yeah. It stars Catherine Newton, Carla Gugino's in it, and it's directed by Zelda Williams, Robin Williams' daughter.
I didn't even know he had a daughter. That's interesting.
Yeah. And she's old enough to direct films now. And Diablo Cody wrote the screenplay. She did Juno. And this is a coming-of-age horror story about a teenager and her crush, who happens to be a corpse.
Oh.
Yeah, and she brings him back to life, and after a series of pretty horrific circumstances, the two embark on a journey to find love, happiness, and a few missing body parts. That's what the press release says.
Well.
And also in theaters, not a whole lot of them, but something called Float. And this is about a young woman who almost drowns. And she's rescued by a nice, hunky kind of guy. And she falls for him. And it's based on a novel, one of these young adult novels. And it's got a cast of pretty much no names, but it looks pretty well done. And again, that's called Float. So they're going with the romances, figuring people who are into romance won't bother with the Super Bowl.
Well, this is a very weird Super Bowl, so, you know, it's two teams nobody really, except their fans, but, you know, it's a lot of people aren't excited about.
Yeah, and the NFL people kind of host it'll be like East Coast versus West Coast. The New York team would be great because there are so many people here. And the LA team, or at least the West Coast team, would be wonderful too. But it's not what they get all the time.
No, not at all.
Yeah. So back to the theater, we have something called Popular Theory. And this is a little coming-of-age film. It's about a girl named Berwyn. She's a girl genius, the youngest student in high school, because they kept pushing her up, and now she's a little kid going to school with all these high schoolers. So she struggles with social issues and that sort of thing, but she meets a fellow nerd, a young man named Winston, and they team up for their science festival. They team up to make a chemical that makes people fall in love.
Love potion. Okay.
Yeah, a little love potion with little kids putting it together. That could be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And for you cinemaphiles who don't mind reading subtitles, we have a movie that's gotten quite a good reception, at least on the film festival circuit. It's called The Taste of Things. It stars Juliette Binoche, and it's about a woman named Eugenie.
Okay.
French name.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's a really, really good cook, and she has a friend called Dodin, and he's a gourmet, and they love working and cooking together, but their romance isn't going quite that well. But at least they can cook.
And, well, that's a start.
Yeah, and all the reviews say that the photography is incredible. The food looks good, so don't go if you're hungry.
that's what the extra large popcorn's for.
Yeah. Yeah, well, filming and or photographing food is actually really difficult, so good for them.
Yeah, it's hard to make the food look good sometimes.
Yeah, occasionally, like some of the restaurants around me here in New York will take their own pictures and put it on social media, and kind of like, that doesn't look that inviting.
No, it's...
yeah.
Sometimes you actually have to use fake food to make it look good.
Yeah, or fake techniques and that sort of thing. Yeah, the old mashed potatoes for ice cream trick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so back to what do you do on Super Bowl weekend? Well, Netflix is putting out something called sort of the anti-romance. It's called Lover, Stalker, Killer, and it's a documentary.
A documentary? Okay.
Yeah. It's about this mechanic. He tries online dating for the first time, and they talk to the guy, and he explains what happened, and he meets a woman, but she becomes obsessed with him. And meanwhile, he's found somebody else, so this turns into a very deadly kind of love triangle.
Oh.
Yeah, at one point he gets the message, if I can't have you, nobody will.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So that's sort of the anti-Valentine's Day film, and again, it's a documentary on Netflix. Hulu has an interesting movie called Suncoast, and about this young woman, played by Nicole Parker. She's caring for her brother who has a fatal disease, and while she's doing that, her mother, played by Laura Linney, is sort of being a pain in the neck. She would much rather dote on the son than the daughter, who feels like, yeah, I'm the ultimate caretaker here. And she strikes up a friendship, the young girl does, with this eccentric activist who's protesting, and it gets locked into this landmark medical case. That sounds very complicated, but Laura Linney's a really good actress, and Woody Harrelson's in this as well. So
could be okay,
and that's on Hulu. Mm-hmm. And Hulu also has a movie that was in theaters, not the kind of movie that goes in a million theaters, though, so it's a good chance to catch this if you're interested. It's called The Lost King, and it stars Sally Hawkins, a British actress. She was in The Shape of Water. And this is based on the true story of this amateur historian in England. And she was convinced that she could find the remains of Richard III.
Okay.
And all the legit fancy academic guys said, no, you can't. He was just a myth. It didn't exist. And sure enough, she found him.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Quit her job. Yeah, decided I'm done. I want to dedicate my life to looking for Richard III, and she found him in a parking lot.
Yeah.
Or under a parking lot.
I remember hearing about this, yeah.
Yeah. So that looks interesting. I'm going to check that out, actually.
Yeah, that should be worth it, yeah.
Yeah, and DVD-wise, just real quickly, in a couple of weeks, the weekend of, February 27th, exactly, some movies that are in theaters will actually... They're in theaters now, but they're going to be on DVD in a couple of weeks. Wonka, who's still in the top five,
yep.
And Anyone But You. That's the comedy. As I said, has legs and a lot of other body parts, but it's these R-rated comedies, and that will be out too. So lots to look forward to if you're not interested in the Super Bowl.
That's right. Yeah, well, yeah. And we'll look forward to even more stuff next week.
That's right. Take care, John.
All right.